This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Sahitya Kodam. First name is Sahitya, S-A-H-I-T-H-Y-A, last name is Kodam, K-O-D-A-M, date of birth 10-2-1991. This letter is being written to Dr. Address 200 Jose Figueres Avenue, Suite 465, San Jose, California, 95116, off telephone number 408-729-5488, fax number 408-729-1958. Dear Dr. Koo, K-H-U, Koo, thank you for asking me to see this 30-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Sahitya, S-A-H-I-T-H-Y-A, Sahitya has been having ongoing problem with recurrent hives involving her abdomen, neck, chest, thigh, hands, and face for about 1 month. These hives are usually transient and last less than a few hours and are generally gone without any bruises, period. There's moderate itching, and sometimes there is facial swelling, period. There is no history of any lip swelling, tongue swelling, or throat tightness, or any wheezing, stridor, vomiting, diarrhea, or anything to suggest anaphylaxis, period. She thought this may have been due to some kind of food that she took a day before the onset of these hives, and also stopped consuming nuts, period. However, restricting yogurt drink, some dry fruits and other nuts did not stop the occurrence of these hives, period. She was given number one steroid, hydrocortisone ointment, and Canalog ointment with some benefit, period. Every now and then she takes Allegra, and that is quite a helpful, period. You had ordered some lab work, and I was able to review it, and it shows that she is quite anemic, and also has slightly low blood glucose, period. Her ANA testing is negative, certainly, and that certainly will rule out any obvious autoimmune disease process, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 30-year-old who had mild dermatographism, period. However, she had taken some Allegra 2 days ago, and that might have blunted the dermatographic response, period. I was able to review some cell phone pictures, and there were a few urticaria lesions lasting for a few hours, and then for a few hours, period. New paragraph. I discussed with her in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to hives, period. Certainly, she seems to have dermatographism, which probably is exacerbated by stress and anxiety, and period. Allergies may or may not be playing any role, and we recommended some testing, but she never came back for a testing period. Certainly, she should continue to take any antihistamines and then see how see the progress of this particular problem, period. Clinically, I do not believe she has any allergies, although patients are rather stressed out and feel that they may have food allergies, etc., period. My final diagnosis, idiopathic urticaria, number two, history of mild to moderate dermatographism. Number three, significant iron deficiency, significant anemia, possibly iron deficiency. Number four, slightly decreased blood sugar level, period. I discussed the lab work, the values of various abnormal results, and recommended that she should really find a primary care physician and get appropriate workup and treatment for anemia and low blood sugar, period. She was quite happy to receive this appropriate recommendation, and I'm hopeful that these things would be taken care of by her primary care doctor, period. I'm always available to discuss her problem, and please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With the warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Sahitya Kodam. Thank you.